Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Press release. Will the Fajr massacre stir the armies of the Muslim Ummah to emerge from their barracks, support their brothers, and elevate the word of their deen? Translated. On the morning of Saturday, August the 10th, 2024, the criminal Zionist entity carried out a horrific massacre targeting the Al Tabin school in Al Daraj neighborhood, central Gaza City, claiming the lives of 100 martyrs. This massacre stands as one of the largest atrocities witnessed in the Gaza Strip in recent weeks. The government media office in Gaza reported in a statement that the occupation army directly bombed the displaced people while they were performing the Fajr prayer. Eyewitnesses mentioned that the bombing started immediately after the first takbir, the opening of the prayer. The media office pointed out that due to the enormity of the massacre and the large number of martyrs, medical teams, civil defense, and emergency relief crews were unable to recover all the bodies. Even journalists struggled to cover the event. Ismail Thawabte, the director general of the government media office in Gaza, stated that the Zionist occupation bombed the school with 3 missiles, each weighing 2,000 pounds of explosives. He confirmed that the occupation army was aware of the presence of displaced people inside the school, and that the narrative provided by the Zionist army was full of lies and fabricated information aiming to justify its crimes against our people. He added that approximately 90% of those who are praying were martyred, with most of the injuries being extremely severe. The illegitimate entity has escalated its brutal aggressions, committing massacre after massacre without any concern or remorse. It brazenly justifies its crimes as legitimate acts in its war on Gaza, targeting hospitals and schools and killing women and children in full view of the world. The Islamic Ummah watches, shackled by the policies of its treacherous rulers and the borders they guard to protect the interests and security of the kuffar. This entity works to sever a limb from the body of the Ummah, and yet it remains unmoved. How can the best of nations accept this injustice and humiliation? O Ummah of Islam, how long will you continue to witness the crimes of this illegitimate entity and remain silent? How long will you accept the brutal killing of your children without rising up? How long will you tolerate the presence of treacherous rulers who conspire against you and support your enemies? O Ummah of Islam, this is the 5th shelter targeted by this criminal entity within 2 weeks. It has not relented despite condemnations, but has escalated its actions, killings, and assassinating. Where are you, O Ummah of Islam, while your sons in Gaza suffer? They have lost all sense of security and the essentials of life. They lose their lives, families, and children while they sleep or while performing the Fajr prayer. Has the time not come for you to call upon your armies to emerge from their barracks? Is it not time to lift the oppression from the people of Gaza, Palestine, and all the lands of the Muslims? What more do you expect this criminal entity to do? Over the past 10 days, the army of the Zionist entity has bombed 7 schools, sheltering Palestinian refugees who fled to them in search of safety after their homes were destroyed and they were forcibly displaced due to the ongoing war since October 7, 2023. The attacks by the Zionist entity on these schools have resulted in the deaths of more than 179 people, including children, women, and the elderly, in addition to hundreds of injuries, according to Anadolu agency reports. O armies of the Islamic Ummah, has the Fajr massacre not stirred in your loyal officers and soldiers the sense of honor and zeal for their deen and the drive to avenge the blood of their martyrs who were under Allah's protection as they prayed the Fajr prayer? Do the blood in your veins not boil, urging you to rise as one force that shakes thrones and brings joy to those who are dead, waiting for coffins and shrouds? What will your response be when you meet your Lord and are asked what prevented you from defending the martyrs of Fajr? Why did you not fight against oppression, corruption, and tyranny? O armies of the Islamic Ummah, it is a disgrace for your officers and soldiers to remain inactive, a disgrace to abandon their brothers and the sons of their Ummah. Let them learn from the martyrs of dawn for what a noble death they achieved. They met their Lord while praying the dawn prayer. So imagine the honor of meeting him while raising his banner and striving in his cause. Imagine the glory of restoring Islam's dignity and elevating the status of the Ummah. Does this not awaken in you the love of jihad and the longing for martyrdom? O armies of the Islamic Ummah, Let your loyal sons not miss this divine opportunity granted by Rabb al-Alameen. Let them seize it and be the first to support their deen, repel the harm and aggression of the kuffar enemy, stand firm against the tyrants and oppressors, overthrow their thrones, and swiftly strike at this entity and its criminal allies. Let them avenge their noble martyrs in pursuit of the pleasure of Rabb al-Alameen. O armies of the Islamic Ummah, Allah Almighty says, let not believers take disbelievers as allies rather than believers, and whoever of you does that has nothing with Allah. Surah Ali Imran, verse 23. Let every sincere officer and every true soldier, zealous for his faith, take this righteous position, standing with his ummah, to achieve success in this life and the akhirah. Women's section in the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.